Well, maybe not solve it, but at least get things moving. The last charge on Johnny's credit flimsy had been the bar on Renaissance V. I'd checked it out the first day, of course, talked to several of the regulars since there was no human bartender, but had come up with no one who remembered Johnny. I'd been back twice with no greater luck. But on the third day, I went back to stay until something broke. The bar was definitely not in the class of the wood and brass place Johnny and I had visited on TC Squared. This place was tucked on a second floor of a decaying building in a run-down neighborhood 2 blocks from the Renaissance Library where Johnny spent his days. Not the kind of place he would stop in on the way to the Farcaster Plaza, but just the kind of place he might end up if he met someone in or near the library, someone who wanted to talk in private. I'd been there 6 hours and was getting damned tired of salted nuts and flat beer when an old derelict came in. I guessed that he was a regular by the way he didn't pause in the doorway or look around, but headed straight for a small table in the back and ordered a whiskey before the serving mech had come to a full stop. When I joined him at the table, I realized that he wasn't so much a derelict as an example of the tired men and women I'd seen in the junk shops and street stalls in that neighborhood. He squinted up at me through defeated eyes. "May I sit down?"
"Depends, sister. What are you selling?"
"I'm buying." I sat, set my beer mug on the table, and slid across a flat photo of Johnny entering the Farcaster booth on TC Squared. "Seen this guy?" The old man glanced at the photo and returned his full attention to his whiskey.
"Maybe."
I waved over the mech for another round. "If you did see him, it's your lucky day." The old man snorted and rubbed the back of his hand against the gray stubble on his cheek.
"If it is, it'll be the first time in a long fucking time."
He focused on me.
"How much? For what?"
"Information. How much depends on the information. Have you seen him?" I removed a black market 50-mark bill from my tunic pocket.
"Yeah."
The bill came down to the table but remained in my hand. "When?"
"Last Tuesday. Tuesday morning."
That was the correct day. I slid the 50 marks to him and removed another bill. "Was he alone?" The old man licked his lips.
"Let me think. I don't think... No, he was there."
He pointed toward a table at the rear.
"Two other guys with him. One of them... Well, that's why I remembered."
"What's that?" The old man rubbed finger and thumb in a gesture as old as greed. "Tell me about the two men," I coaxed.
"The young guy, your guy, he was with one of them, you know, the nature freaks with robes. You see him on HTV all the time. Them and their damn trees."
"Trees?" "A Templar?" I said, astounded. "What would a Templar be doing in a Renaissance V bar? If he'd been after Johnny, why would he wear his robe? That would be like a murderer going out to do business in a clown suit."
"Yeah, Templar. Brown robe, sort of oriental-looking."
"A man?"
"Yeah, I said he was."
"Can you describe him more?"
"Nah. Templar. Tall son of a bitch. Couldn't see his face very well."
"What about the other one?" The old man shrugged. I removed a second bill and set them both near my glass. "Did they come in together?" I prompted. "The three of them?"
I can't... No, wait. Your guy and the Templar guy came in first. I remember seeing the robe before the other guy sat down."
"Describe the other man." The old man waved over the mech and ordered a third drink. I used my card, and the servitor slid away on noisy repellers.
Like you, he said. Sort of like you.
Short? I said. Strong arms and legs? Alessian?
Yeah, I guess so. Never been there.
What else?
No hair, said the old man. Just a, what do you call it, like my niece used to wear? A ponytail.
A queue, I said.
Yeah, whatever.
He started to reach for the bills. Couple more questions. Did they argue?
Nah, don't think so. Talked real quiet. Place is pretty empty that time of day.
What time of day was it?
Morning. About 10 o'clock.
This coincided with the credit flimsy code. Did you hear any of the conversation?
Uh-uh.
Who did most of the talking? The old man took a drink and furrowed his brow in thought.
Templar guy did at first. Your man seemed to be answering questions. Seemed surprised once when I was looking.
Shocked?
Uh-uh. Just surprised. Like the guy in the robot said something he didn't expect.
You said the Templar did most of the talking at first. Who spoke later? My guy?
Uh-uh. The one with the ponytail. Then they left.
All three of them left?
Nah, your guy in the ponytail.
The Templar stayed behind?
Yeah, I guess so. I think. I went to the lab. When I got back, I don't think he was there.
What way did the other two go?
I don't know, goddammit. I wasn't paying much attention. I was having a drink, not playing spy.
I nodded. The mech rolled over again, but I waved it away. The old man scowled at its back. So they weren't arguing when they left? No sign of a disagreement, or that one was forcing the other to leave?
Who?
My guy and the Q.
Uh-uh. Shit, I don't know.
He looked down at the bills in his grimy hand and at the whiskey in the mech's display panel, realizing, perhaps, that he wasn't going to get any more of either from me.
Why do you want to know all this shit anyway?
I'm looking for the guy, I said. I looked around the bar. About 20 customers sat at tables. Most of them looked like neighborhood regulars. Anyone else here who might have seen them? Or somebody else you might remember who was here?
Uh-uh,
he said dully. I realized then that the old man's eyes were precisely the color of the whiskey he'd been drinking. I stood, set a final 20-mark bill on the table. Thanks, friend.
Anytime, sister.
The mech was rolling toward him before I'd reached the door.